Good evening. Good evening, everyone. So I'm continuing discussing the Halachas of Purim. We left off last time talking about Mishnechnas Adar, Marvin Simcha, we're supposed to increase our joy in Purim. Next Halacha deals with Tainis Esther. Imei Mordechai ve'Esther nikalu Yehudim b'shosh ha'asar l'chodesh Adar la'mod anafshem l'yakem o'vehem. On the 13th day of Adar, in the days of Mordechai and Esther, the Jews gathered together to defend themselves and to get revenge from their enemies. They needed to beseech God to give them mercy. And we see that in other contexts, when the Jewish people are at war, that we fast. Moshe Rabbeinu fasted during the battle with Amalek. So it would seem then that in the days of Mordechai and Esther, they also fasted on the 13th of Adar, which was, again, the day of the battle. And therefore, the Jewish people, in its entirety, we have accepted upon ourselves to fast on this day, and it's called Tanis Esther, the Fast of Esther. This is to remind us and to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears and sees the prayer of every individual in his distress. When such a person fasts and they do tshuva wholeheartedly, Just like back then. And so one thing that's noteworthy here, I think sometimes people say that the Fast of Esther commemorates a fast that was in the Megillah when the decree was made. So it doesn't seem to be so, because that fast should have taken place in Nisan. I think in Nisan was really when it was when the decree was declared. But again, also this fast is really commemoration of the battle, not of the decree. Okay, so with that said, one issue that gets that Rav Schechter raises is that there's a document called Megillas Tainis, the scroll of fasting. So it outlines all these days in the calendar that we're not supposed to fast or to give eulogies. So the Gemara says that most of those are batel. A lot of them have to do with Hasmonean victories of sorts, and we have to do a second temple period situations. So Gemara says that for the most part, most of those days don't exist anymore, but Chanukah and Purim do. But generally speaking, you're not supposed to fast before or after one of these days. So how can we have Tanis Esther? So two possible answers is that it could be that because Tanis Esther was enacted with Purim, that we're allowed to fast the day before Purim. It also could be that Rav Soloveitchik suggests that it could be that Tainis Esther is a Tainis Shel Simcha, because it's a commemoration of the miracle that as a result of our fasting, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and following that fast, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought a miracle onto us. Or another way of saying it could be that you can't fully appreciate the miracle of Purim, the victory of Purim, without having fasted also, right? So duality that we have many places, like in Pesach, that we talk about the disgrace, we talk about slavery before we talk about freedom. So that's how we have a fasting on the 13th of Adar, even though normally we wouldn't fast before, let's say, Hanukkah, the day before Hanukkah. This fast is not considered to be a completely mandatory fast. Right. So we have the four fast days that are mentioned in the Navi Zechariah. So you have Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. So those four fast days that are in Zechariah, that are in Tanakh, so those have a particular status. Tanis Esther is not quite like that. So v'lachen yishal haka bo beis atzarech. Therefore, we should be lenient when there is a need to. Kegam u'baros minikos. So certainly women who are pregnant or who are nursing should not fast l'chadchila. Like, you know, there's no waiting, there's no limitations on that. A woman who is pregnant or nursing certainly doesn't have to fast on Tanis Esther. Somebody who, I think the direct translation would be like somebody who's a little sick with a headache. Would imagine that we're talking about here a migraine, not the not something that can take a Tylenol and move on. So that's one thing. But someone has a true migraine, if it causes a lot of distress, they shouldn't fast. A woman who's given birth certainly within 30 days. A groom who is in Sheva Brachos, I would assume that should apply to a Kala as well. Let's say a chassan should make up the fast day after, right? Because when we have a fast day, so a fast day like this, so there should be a day that one fasts. If you don't do it that day, you should make it up another day. But people who are healthy shouldn't look at this and say, "Oh, see, this fast day is not so important. I'm not going to do it." So it's part of what it means to be Klal Yisrael is to participate in the Tzar. And that's what this whole fast was about commemorating the distress that the Jewish people were in. So we shouldn't separate ourselves from that. If we really need to be exempt, so that's one thing. But otherwise, people should try to observe it. Even somebody who's traveling and the fast is difficult, they should fast. So it's a distinction between, I really can't function. I have such a migraine. I can't function unless I break the fast. Versus, it's a little challenging. It's difficult. So even in Tanis Esther, one should fast then. But Yom Yud Dalet Adar Hu Purim falls on the 14th of Adar. Yimchal Purim B'Yom Rishon. If Purim falls on Sunday, like it will this year, Magdimin Lehizanos B'Yom Hakamishi, we move the fast up to Thursday. So that's what's going to happen next Thursday. A week from Thursday will be a fast day. So if there's a bris milah that takes place, so then the suda should be in the evening. So I have a friend who had, I think it was his firstborn child, was the bris was on Tzom Gedalia. It was a day after Rosh Hashanah. So they did the bris at 5:30, before or right after Mincha. And then the meal was held right after the fast was over. When it comes to Tanis Esther, so the tzaddik and the father of the boy are allowed to eat even on Tanis Esther. But ain't trichin lisanos b'yom shishi. They don't even have to make up the fast. But adam acher sheshachach ve'achal b'yom chamishi sana b'yom shishi. Somebody else who just forgets should make up the fast on Friday.